Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Lots to get to. Training camp news. Kenny Holland had a presser. There's tons of news to break it down, so let's not waste any time as I bring in my buddy and colleague, Matthew Wanick from the Dave Jamieson Show on TSN 1260. Matthew, what a day to get camp going. We're all excited, and it's just news after news after news after news after news. How you doing?
I'm good. It was usually the first day is full of optimism about everything that's going to happen this year. And yeah, you know, let's get excited. And no Duncan Keith until Friday. Okay, that's not too bad. Alex Stalock, he's not going to play this year, which is disappointing because I think a lot of us looked at Alex Stalock versus Mikko Koskinen as a good battle for a potential backup for this team this year. And there's one player who's going to be unvaxxed, and Ken Holland did the math and thinks it's approximately around 30 games this year they won't be available for due to quarantine rules. So,
yeah. Like you said, Duncan Keith comes out of quarantine next Friday. We'll get more on that. One player unvaccinated would miss around 30 games, according to Kenny Holland, with all the traveling back and forth between Canada and the U.S. Chris Russell is dealing with an neck injury.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he will not be ready to go at the start of training camp. They're saying it shouldn't be too much longer. And he will be wearing number 6. Of course, that news broke after I posted my podcast yesterday. So we'll see some young guys. Maybe they can push for a spot. Who? We'll find out here soon enough. Alex Stalock won't play this season due to the heart condition. Yeah, that makes my concerns over the goaltending just a little bit bigger here. But Matt, I guess let's start there. Alex Stalock, a guy that came over last year, he got COVID in 2021 in January. And I think that led to his heart issue. I know there was a piece, maybe in The Athletic, could be The Athletic or somewhere else, but I read it and just the issues he went through, he didn't know he had it. And then he was cleared, didn't get to play any games. And now he's looks like he's out again for the entire season. That's probably his, I don't want
to
say
it's hard
it, but
to see a guy come back 2 years completely gone.
And it's your heart. I mean, like, come on. But first of all, I guess the news on Stalock, and does this kind of even put your concern level at the goaltending even, has it widened?
No, because it was already pretty wide.
Okay.
My concern for goaltending. And I don't think a goalie who didn't play last year in Alex Stalock, yes, I wanted to see him compete with Mikko Koskinen.
Yeah.
Yes, I think the competition would have helped. But it doesn't mean that Alex Stalock was this savior I was coming in. So the fact that he's not there, that's why it doesn't change
too much. But it was an
option. It was an option.
Yeah.
But was it going to be a great option? Was it one that we could really fully count on? And that's one that there was just too many question marks that I don't think it's the biggest blow. It just sucks that there's not that competition for Mikko Koskinen. And when it comes to a veteran. Now, does this change Oilers' plans when it comes to Stuart Skinner and Ilya Konovalov? Where could one of those guys, more particularly Stuart Skinner, push for one of those jobs? Because maybe Stuart Skinner is a guy that you look at, he plays great this year, and you go, he should be the backup for the Edmonton Oilers. He backs up Mike Smith. He'll get into, let's say 20 to 30 NHL games. And then down in Bakersfield, you got Konovalov being this full-time starter, and allow him to develop and allow him to get the reps to be potentially maybe the guy that officially takes over, or maybe Skinner pushes. But then you really get the both guys some good reps.
Yeah.
One guy some NHL reps, one guy some AHL reps. But that comes down to, can Stuart Skinner, what did Dave Tippett say to, I think, Ethan Bear? Was it last year or the year before? He tapped him on the shin early in training camp and said, like, opportunity knocking or something like that.
I think that was Bear's first year.
Right, okay, year one. And I feel like someone needs to go do that with Skinner right now. Go tap him and go, opportunity's there for you. Because of Alex Stalock there, I don't think the Oilers are completely 100% confident in Mikko Koskinen. I don't think Dave Tippett's completely confident in Mikko Koskinen. That could a guy like Stuart Skinner potentially push and be a backup for this team? I think he could. So it's there. He's just got to go produce in training camp. And I think Ken Holland said today that you will see more Skinner, I think, more than Konovalov, too.
Yeah, he said he wants him to play a few more games than Konovalov. But, I mean, if Konovalov impresses, too, I mean, it's not like the Oilers can say, well, these guys are not going to get a look. Because we all have seen Koskinen in here for 4 years now. We know what he's going to bring. We know there's inconsistencies to his game. And we know he can get hot for 2-3 games. And I have a little more faith in Mike Smith, but it's definitely going to be interesting. And he was asked today, Matty, are you bringing in a guy, an older guy, to kind of be that third guy? And he said no. And then you were saying that on Elliot Friedman's
32 thoughts.
He was kind of alluding to look for the Oilers to bring in a goaltender. So,
and that came before the Alex Stalock news that Friedman had yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the thing thoughts. Here. Just positive is both guys play well, get the Oilers into the playoffs. That's great. But what if one of these guys goes a little bit sideways? And let's say Skinner's not ready and Konovalov's not ready. I feel like the Oilers are in a bit of a bind here.
Well, it depends which goalie goes sideways. If Mikko Koskinen goes sideways, we already saw that last year.
Yeah.
It's all about Mike. It's all about him. He's a guy that I don't think he's going to be able to play the same he did
last
year.
So the pressure's on Mike Smith.
It's on the pressure. It's all on him. Okay. Because if he doesn't produce, if Mike Smith doesn't play well,
yeah.
If he has a significant drop-off from last year, I think he can afford a bit of a drop-off because he was great last year. There will be some sort of drop-off. But if it's a significant one, then that means you need Mikko Koskinen to be great.
That's true, yeah.
Whereas if Mikko Koskinen doesn't play well, we still got Mike Smith, who you're going in as the number one guy. So it's all on Mike Smith. He needs to produce, because if he doesn't, then you're looking at Mikko Koskinen going, can you be better this year, and can you be a starting goalie this year, which I don't think a lot of people can be that confident in. So, no, this is all on Mike Smith.
Yeah, and Kenny Holland brought up his save percentage from two seasons ago, and it's just...
Koskinen?
Yeah, and he did admit, though, like, he did go through some tough times. Like, he didn't sugarcoat it. Like, and Kenny Holland, it's a smart hockey guy. I think they know what they have in Koskinen. But what's intriguing to me, Matt, is that when he signed Mike Smith, he goes, well, ideally, we don't want him playing more than 40 games. But I'm going into the season saying, Mike Smith, you're number one. For me, it's not 1A, 1B. It's 1 and 2.
2 years ago or
so
whatever.
He can't play 40 games then. He needs to play more. Is that fair?
100%. 100%. Easier, like, yeah, 2 years ago when they brought both those guys in, it was, okay, this is a battle. And it ended up being when Mikko Koskinen had that great year of the save percentage that Ken Holland was referring to. That year, goaltending wasn't the problem. They always had one goalie seemingly playing well, except for a stretch in December, I believe it was. There was always one producing. Last year, I think we went in again with it's an open competition. Yeah. But when Mike Smith came back healthy, he took the ball and he ran with it, and he became the starter. And going into this year, it's without question, you've got a number one and you've got a back. And it's Mike Smith's your number one, and you've got a backup in Mikko Koskinen or Stuart Skinner, mm-hmm. really a kind of all. We'll see. But 40 games for your starter? No.
No.
Starter is at least 50. At least.
You committed to him, and you weren't aggressive enough in the offseason. He said it. He goes, I would have been more aggressive if I knew Stalock situation. And there's that Darcy Kemper rumors. We don't know how close he truly was. We'll never know. But yeah, that's...
Well, it was a year where there was a lot of goalies out there. It wasn't just Darcy Kemper. And by reports, the Oilers had the better offer, and they went with Colorado. Okay. Yeah. But this was a year we saw a lot of goalies go places. And that's why I ripped Ken Holland's summer bit for that, is two straight off seasons you've gone in there looking for a goalie.
Yeah.
Straight years you've come up empty.
Nope,
and this
enough.
Is now, this is the product of going that way and having Mike Smith as your goalie with Mikko Koskinen and Alex Stalock. And unfortunately, something happens with Stalock that no one was expecting. But again, if Alex Stalock's here, is things really that much different?
And that's the thing. And I know a lot of people here in Edmonton, we always want the young guys. And Stuart Skinner, he was great in the AHL, but that doesn't mean instant success. And going to be an interesting position to track. And today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. Stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the Grasshopper Cookie or Raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code Grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code Grasshopper15 for 15% off at Built.com. Matty, the other big one is Duncan Keith can't practice till next Friday. He's in quarantine. And then, you know, I was hard. I said, you know, like, how does this happen? You know, this is a guy that came over, and for some, it's a controversial move. an older guy past his prime, and then he's going to miss the first week of camp. And then we find out from our own Tom Gazzola that he had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which you only need one dose of it. So maybe he took that and then came back here not knowing that he would probably have to quarantine and get the second dose here in Canada. Is that what you're making of this story? Because I'll be honest, I don't know much about Johnson & Johnson, but nonetheless, it's less than ideal that one of your big guys that you brought in the offseason can't play for the first week of training.
Yeah, so, Gazzola says that he received the one-dose Johnson & Johnson, which is from the U.S., and then him having to wait until next Friday to get cleared to join the group because he received a second dose of the vaccine or something. I'm glad the my show today wasn't on until noon.
Yeah.
Because if I was on before that news,
you would have ripped him like I did?
I would have been very disappointed for a few reasons, because if you're supposed to be this leader that everyone's praising him for, and why you're going to give up that $5 million in cap space to him, what type of leader are you when you're not prepared for the start of training camp? You know, we rip players who come to camp overweight and out of shape.
Yeah.
What would be the, why is that? Would that be different in this case when it comes to a vaccine? You're not ready to go. And there's a lot of talk about, well, he's good with the young defensemen. Well, there's going to be some young defensemen at other camp this year that aren't going to be there for this entire camp. And are they missing out on a chance to be with Duncan Keith? So initially, it was like, I don't think you did the right thing for this team. You weren't prepared for training camp. But because there was, because when I heard Johnson & Johnson, I went, it's only one shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. It's been approved in Canada, but it's never been used. So I see that there's some confusion with this. So I give a full pass in the sense that I guess maybe there's just that confusion. You're dealing with two countries, two different medical boards. And okay, so now he's going to have to quarantine until next Friday. And in the end, instead of being mad, I'll laugh because he's a veteran. Now he doesn't have to be a part of training camp for a week and a half, which I'm pretty sure he's happy with.
That's what I was going to get to, because Ken Holland said, well, I had guys in Detroit that didn't skate in the offseason. They just showed up at training camp. And are you okay with that, though? Like, because I'm almost looking at it like, yeah, he's 38. Is he going to get much out of the first week of training camp if he's as fit as everybody says he is? I mean, is this a big deal, man?
No,
are we making too much of it?
He's a veteran. He's been around the game. The veterans know how to get ready.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't care that he's going to miss. Like, again, for that leadership angle where people want to throw to, he's going to help the young guys. Him not being there, there's going to be a couple defenders that are going to only be in Bakersfield that maybe could have learned from. That's the only thing I look at. But he has been around this game for a long time. We know veterans don't like training camp. We're not talking about Kyle Yamamoto here. You know, we're talking about a guy who knows how to play hockey, knows how to play in the NHL. This is
probably to start the season.
Mike Smith wasn't there to start last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, and he came out and he was just fine. So I think this works for Duncan Keith in a sense. The only thing you're going to miss out on is the deep pairings. Can you build that extra week of chemistry with whoever it's going to be? But overall, who he's going to play with is likely, I think we're looking at a Cody Ceci or someone, another veteran. So when it comes to the vets in this, they never want to be there. Sometimes you see the holdouts in the National Football League from the vets. The reason they're doing that, they just don't want to be there for training camp. So I don't think that's what happened here. I don't think Duncan Keith was doing something to skip training camp. But for him not being there, I don't think it's a big deal. I think he'll be just fine.
It might be a blessing in disguise, too. It's going to be a long season. He is older, not playing in the first five. Well, he probably wouldn't, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just that week off might benefit Duncan Keith. And like Kenny Holland said, they still have three games when he does return, which I think is right. Let me double check that.
There's three in that final week. There's, I think, a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Or something.
So he's back Friday, which would be October 1st, correct? Yeah. So he can probably play that Saturday and then that following Monday in two games. So even that Friday game, he can probably play. So it's not the worst thing in the world. And listen, we got the news and we brought up, like, we were calling, like, is this the right thing to do? Like, why did he wait so long? But then Tommy Gazzola kind of broke it and kind of put everybody at ease. Stand down, Maddie, stand down.
It's like I said, it's a good thing I wasn't on air early.
Well, I went on air and I put my foot in my mouth. Well, I didn't put my foot in my mouth. I just said, like,
you went based on what you knew.
What I knew. So, and I wasn't happy about it but now that you saw Tommy's thing, and now that I'm seeing, like, for an old guy like this, it might benefit him. Like, I've calmed down for sure. This is going to open up with Chris Russell's injury as well. I mean, everybody here keeps talking about Philip Broberg, and he's the, you know, that's the sexy young guy that everybody wants to push into the lineup. And I like what Ken Holland said today. He goes, we're not going to put guys in the lineup based on potential. They got to really come in here and push someone. Broberg is 20, but there is opportunity now with these two guys missing the first week of camp. If someone impresses, Matt.
Nah, don't matter. No. Don't matter.
You think it's going to be the put seven Broberg that we
back.
Have?
Yes. Okay. And the reason I say that is, I'll use Yamamoto as the example. He had a great training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Played well in preseason. They kept him for the NHL. Nine games, he wasn't good. He needed to go down. There's a difference between preseason hockey and actual NHL game action when the veterans care.
Yeah.
As we're saying, Duncan Keith is a veteran move in a sense. It's also when the veterans go out and play these preseason, they're not giving it their full on both sides of things. So Philip Broberg could look good in this, but it's not an NHL game worth 2 points in the regular season. And for me, you properly develop them, send them to the minors, send, you know, if Samarukov is here, I know he's injured 3 months or whatever. I would have had him still also go into the minors. And it would be one of those cases of, hey, when there's an injury during the NHL season, we'll call you up and we'll see what you can do in an NHL game. But we're not going to commit that you're one of the guys. And if you come up here and you prove that you're worth here, then we'll deal with it then. If not, we'll send you back to Bakersfield. You need more development. I'd rather see it come an NHL injury as opposed to, oh, if they play well in preseason, throwing them out there, because I feel like that's where they're going to fail. So, you know, Keith's going to be back. So you're looking at that third spot. And I also look at it and go, actually, the bigger name for me is Slater Cuckoo.
Yeah.
If Chris Russell's not there, this is a chance for Cuckoo to show, no, I should be in the top six. He should be the number seven defenseman. Or maybe a William Legison.
Yeah,
those would be the guys. I think when you're looking at a guy like a Broberg, you want to be impressed with him in training camp. You want him to make it tough, but I think no matter what, you send him down.
Yeah, and a couple names just to keep an eye out here during the preseason training camp. Broberg, Kemp, Kesserling, and Berglund on the back end. But I'm with you, Matt. I think... we kind of know who are going to be the 7-8 guys here, unless one guy completely comes in and knocks your socks off. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Matty, the third storyline. There's a player unvaccinated on the Edmonton Oilers. According to Kenny Holland, they've talked to him on Monday, him and Dave Tippett, but they're respecting his decision, I guess, to not be vaccinated. We don't know who this player is. We're not going to assume who it is. But Kenny also added that he's going to miss about 30 games with the travel back and forth.
With quarantine.
And, yeah, because of quarantine. Then news out of Detroit today regarding Tyler Bertuzzi that he will also not get the vaccine, so he won't travel to the Canadian markets. He'll just stay in the U.S. I mean, it's such a interesting situation, and in the presser, someone asked, like, how is a guy that's not vaccinated allowed at training camp and a guy that is vaccinated not allowed at training camp? And Kenny, I don't think Kenny Holland even answered the question. It's a tough question. It's a tough situation, Matt. Where do you stand on this? Because it's one player, and we don't know who this player is yet, but in the sense, like, how do you see it as media? How do you think the players view him? How do you think the organization views it? Because Ken Holland said it might have a change of heart in 10 days.
I don't know how the players would view him because I don't know the players personally. I know how I would view it as a player. I would be very disappointed.
Okay.
Because, again, I said this on the 1260. I'm going to take the societal part of the vaccine out of this. I'm going to take the hospitals, all that. I'm just going to focus on hockey here. I got the vaccine myself, as did all my other teammates. I'm here playing hockey where we need to play an 82-game season and with fans in the seats, because we need to get the money, we need to get the revenue, so the cap situation, all of that, we need the games, and we're trying to win now. Everyone keeps talking about win now mode, and then there's one player that comes in the room going, I don't want to do what you guys did. I'm not going to do that sacrifice like you guys did. I'm going to be here to help win, but I'm only going to be here for 50 games, not 30, not all 82. Yeah. I'm only going to be here part-time. And that would annoy me as a player. I would go, no, we're supposed to all be in this together. We all did this. Every single one of us got the vaccine and we're ready to go. And you are potentially going to harm us with this because you're going to, if this player is playing the 50 games, well, that means you're going to have constant roster changes and the guys come in and out. And someone else who is going to, you know, maybe playing well, well, are they going to be taken out of the roster because this player now has to go back in because now they're out of quarantine? Or like, there's just a lot of extra headaches that happen with this team because this one player doesn't want to do this one thing. And now, look, I understand vaccine, personal choice. You get to make the decision you want for your body. That's this player's right. But it's an organization's right to also go, well, we don't want you here if you're going to make life harder for us. And for Dave Tippett and for the players, I would sit there going, you're making life harder for us. This is not good. This doesn't help us win a Stanley Cup. You're not putting us in a closer position. And the thing that I will also go to is we're talking just regular season here.
Yeah.
What if there's playoffs? If these rules are still in place, that means he can't play which games? Is he only going to play the U.S. games? Is he only going to play the Canadian games? Because it's a 14-day quarantine right now, all of that stuff. And now this might all change in the end. We know that. But you can't expect it to change because what we know of this is everything's constantly fluid and you never, no one expected a massive fourth wave the way it's happening, I think. Well, I shouldn't say no one, some did, but not everyone. But you look at it and go, well, it might be there in the playoffs. So is this player who maybe who's helps you for part of the season, all of a sudden he can't help you in the playoffs? Like, if I'm a player, if I'm a coach, I sit there and go, I respect your choice of what you get to make your decision about your body, but we don't want you around here. You're not helping us, and you're being very selfish in this case, which is, again, you're right, but you can then go do that from home. We don't want you around here.
Yeah, and the interesting part is, too, like, if this player comes back, he has to quarantine, and the team's rolling, like, there's no guarantees back in the lineup either, right? Like,
so yeah,
you're putting your career on kind of hold here because, and now, to each their own, man. I think we both respect whoever doesn't want to get it, but the Edmonton Oilers might come back and say, hey, we can't have you for 30 games.
Missing
30 games. We can't have you for going through this throughout the season, so we're just going to cut ties. We're going to wash our hands, and you're done. We'll pay your money. And now, interesting.
Or trade him or something.
Puckpedia says, for unvaccinated players who cannot be with the team due to travel quarantine rules or COVID infections, they are not paid.
Yeah, so he would lose payment for those 30 games. But here's the thing. How do you get that full cap relief? Because you're only getting X amount. You're not getting a full.
You're not getting
enough money that you can go replace a player. It's not like you could bring a player in to be just a part-time player. It's not like you're going to bring in a player who's going to play 50 or 30 games for you and then have this other player play 50 games for you. You really can't balance it out as much.
What do you make of the Bertuzzi situation there? Like, obviously, Detroit plays more games in the U.S., so it's not a big deal. But
the games you're losing him for, it's not there. I don't agree with it. I'm not going to lie. It's the Oilers' decision and Detroit's decision.
Okay.
I'm the type. Everyone else has done this. Everyone else is committing to the team. Everyone is committing to winning. And I don't want a player that's a part-time.
And Tyler Bertuzzi is a big part of the Red Wings.
And that's why they're allowing this. It's not a Zach Rinaldi like in Columbus. But where do you draw the line? What if I'm a player now that goes, well, you know, I don't really like playing on Saturday and Sundays. I like going out and getting drunk on Friday and Saturdays, you know, getting absolutely blasted. And, you know, Saturday and Sundays are my day to get, you know, recover from my hangover.
Yeah.
Well, that's your choice. So why aren't you, is that player, like, where do we start drawing the line here of what players, when can they decide they can or can't play hockey games? And so if a player can't commit to you, I don't know why you're committing to the player that much. Now, when it comes to a Tyler Bertuzzi, a better player, so I'm not trying to buy out his contract or anything like that, but I'm sitting him during the year. And I know this might not be what everyone, like, we got a couple texts and so would you do this if it's Connor McDavid? If Connor McDavid wasn't committed enough to be with the team for all 82 games, yeah, I would ask him not to be part of the team in the year.
Because we don't know the player.
We don't know the player.
There's assumptions out
there. Well, I know it's not Connor McDavid.
Yeah,
I know it's not him.
Yeah, yeah. So. There's speculation out there, but we don't know who this player is. And until we do, I mean, we can just keep going and see what happens here and what Kenny Holland and the Edmonton Oilers decide, because it's going to be an interesting decision they have here going forward. If he's a part of your team and a big part of your team, and you're only going to get him for 30, 40% of the season, I don't see the point to that. I truly don't.
I will also go and now bring this away from hockey, but into the general, and I'll just stick to OEG. If you're OEG and you've already sit there and said, vaccinations are important, all of our employees are required to be vaccinated, every single person that's coming to watch a game at Rogers Place has to be vaccinated or give us the negative test, but every employee from top to bottom outside of players, they have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to players, we'll allow, if you don't want to, it's okay. Hockey's not more important than what's going on.
No.
And if you do that, if you have as a player who's unvaccinated and you allow him to be part of this team all year, while you've also told everyone else that, no, you have to be vaccinated, you are deeming hockey's more important than what's going on and ending what's going on. And I don't agree with that. Even though sports is my life, you know, we get our paycheck from this
that. Of course.
It doesn't matter. There are bigger things, and I think that's, you're slightly talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's why I fully respect the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they cut out Zach Rinaldo, said you can't come if you're not vaccinated. And they got rid of two coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way the world's going. I think the thing that irks me the most is that I'd love to, like, just converse about this, but people attack, and it's like, if you don't believe in this, you don't believe in that. Like, it's, at the end of the day, it's sports, and we should just be having fun and enjoying it, Matt. And it's with this COVID stuff, it's just taking on a whole different on life of its own, right?
So it'll be fun when COVID's done.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Nice. I can't wait. Maddie, I'll just throw this one also from Puckpedia. With Stalock injured, it gives the Oilers more options to maximize LTIR pool to start the year. They can submit opening roster with Stalock on IR and Klefbom on LTIR and build a roster of 23 healthy players that's as close to $4.167 million over cap as possible and set the LTIR pool, then add Stalock to the LTIR. Then he adds, you can do the opposite and start with Stalock on the LTIR and Klefbom on the IR, build a roster of 20 to 23 healthy players that's as close to $785,000 over the cap as possible and set an LTIR pool, then add Klefbom to the LTIR.
The LTIR, all that stuff, it confuses me. I'm not a capologist, so I don't
really
Stalock, get it.
But with Stalock, more options.
You get a little extra cap relief, and the Oilers could use all the cap relief that they can get.
Yeah, but like you said, training camp today, we were we heard from Zach Hyman and Warren Fogle, and Zach Hyman, man, does he ever look like Brendan Clark? I can't tell. Maybe he is Brendan Clark. I was just texting him and saying, Zach Hyman or Brendan Clark? And we had some, he's got a good sense of humor, so he's having some fun with it. But they are very similar looking. Warren Fogle looks like a quiet guy, but both guys had their pressers today. Check it out at EdmontonOilers.com. Maddie, hopefully tomorrow we can talk about more about lineups and deep pairings and who's playing instead of what we got today, because it wasn't what we were expecting today, I'll tell you that much.
No, I actually haven't been looking forward to doing lines in a long time, so.
That didn't sound good, Matt.
Welcome to the Dave Jamieson Show. You'll learn.
Yeah. All right, Maddie. Well, this has been the Locked On Oilers podcast. A lot of news coming out of Oiler camp today. Just to add, Buffalo Sabres signed defenseman Rasmus Dahlin to a three-year, $18 million contract. The Kings have re-signed goaltender Cal Peterson to a three-year deal with an AAV of $5 million. And the Vancouver Canucks have signed former Oiler forward Alex Chiasson to a PTO. That's the news coming out of the NHL. You heard all the Oiler news, Tyler Bertuzzi news. So let's wrap this puppy up. Maddie, like always, thanks again for bringing the good stuff here. We work again tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be straight fire. We'll do some lines on the Dave Jamieson Show for all our fans out there.
In honor of JMO.
Yeah. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll chat tomorrow.